From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama says the new GI Bill, which took effect over the weekend, is an investment in the nation's future, not just an expression of gratitude for the service of those who've served in the military.
The contributions that our servicemen and women can make to this nation do not end when they take off that uniform. We owe a debt to all who serve, and when we repay that debt to those bravest Americans among us, then we are investing in our future. Not just their future, but also the future of our own country.
The president speaking at George Mason University in Virginia today. Under the new law's maximum benefits, eligible veterans will be able to attend a public college or university for free. Iran's supreme leader has formally endorsed Mahmoud Ahmadinejad as the winner of that country's disputed presidential election in a ceremony that was designed to present an image of unity. But the event was boycotted by some key moderates, as Dale Gavlak reports.
Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei formally endorsed Ahmadinejad to a second four-year term. He will be sworn into office on Wednesday. Two former presidents, Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani and Mohammad Khatami, boycotted the event. Defeated pro-reform contenders Mir Hossein Mosavi and Mahdi Karoubi said the next Iranian government will be illegitimate. They joined hundreds of thousands of opposition protesters charging fraud in the election results, claims Tehran denies. The disputed election plunged Iran into its worst crisis since the 1979 Islamic Revolution. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
A Boston University doctoral student says he will appeal a jury verdict ordering him to pay $675,000 in damages for illegally downloading music from the Internet. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
The recording industry has targeted nearly 20,000 people for copyright infringement in recent years, and most settle for a few thousand dollars. 25-year-old Joel Tenenbaum's case is only the second to go to trial. He hoped to set precedent by convincing a court that he had the right to take and share songs under the Fair Use Doctrine. Lawyers for the record companies called Tenenbaum a, quote, hardcore habitual infringer who knew what he was doing was wrong but did it anyway. The jury awarded the industry $22,500 for each infringement, far more than they had to. Tenenbaum's family has said he might have to declare bankruptcy if the award stands. Meantime, the blogs are abuzz, one posting calling the penalty excessive and far more severe than it'd be if he got caught stealing the CDs from a store. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.
The Commerce Department says construction spending increased in June. Analysts had been expecting a decline. The spending rate for construction of public buildings reached a record high. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Industrials are up 80 points, the Nasdaq up 16. This is NPR News. A second person has died of pneumonic plague in northwest China, and the town where he lived has been sealed off to prevent the spread of the deadly lung disease. At least 10 other people there are infected. Vivian Tan is with the World Health Organization.
This form of pneumonic plague is probably the least common, but the most severe. It has a very high fatality rate, and generally is very spreads quite easily.
Tan says the latest cases of the disease are not surprising, though, because China has experienced periodic outbreaks over the years. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton departs tonight for an 11-day trip to Africa. She's slated to make stops in seven nations. NPR's Corey Flintoff has the story.
Clinton's first stop will be a meeting on trade and economic cooperation in Kenya, but she's also expected to urge Kenyan leaders to overcome their differences and break a stalemate over constitutional reforms. The secretary will also visit South Africa, Angola, and Nigeria, the three biggest economies on the continent. Nigeria and Angola are also major oil-producing states of keen interest to the U.S. Nigeria is currently undergoing turmoil in the oil-rich Niger Delta region and sectarian strife between Muslims and Christians in the north. During her visit to Congo, the secretary will highlight efforts to stop systematic rapes and other forms of sexual violence in the war-torn eastern part of the country. Corey Flintoff, NPR News.
At least 26 passengers were injured when a Continental Airlines flight hit severe turbulence this morning. The plane made an emergency landing at Miami. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.